Italians have been trying for months to guess the Superenalotto's winning six-number combination. No one has managed since January. This has driven the winning prize to an all-time high for Europe. Chances of guessing the correct combination are an astronomical 622 million to one. Fausto Rossi is a former bank employee who is now retired. He plays lotto every week.
Sogno di vincere è un sogno, però se avviene tanto di guadagno.
He says he dreams that he will win. And the dreams continue when you ask players what they would do if they won such a huge amount of money. Rossi says that some people are prone to lose their minds if they find out they have won such an enormous jackpot.
Come prima cosa, un po' di riflessione, vediamo. E poi, qualche beneficenza.
Rossi says if he were to win, it would be time for a little reflection. Then maybe he would give some of the prize to charity and use some money for travel or for a boat cruise. He says he would invest the money. Tourists in Italy have also been playing the Superenalotto, and foreigners have been coming across the border to try their luck as well. They have been arriving from Slovenia, France and Austria. In Germany, a major tabloid newspaper has sponsored a competition, awarding a chance to win free flights to Italy simply to buy tickets for the lotto drawings.
Io credo che soprattutto sia una scusa per fare una gita. Certo.
Rossi says it is a good excuse for a flight to Italy, but he says there is one thing he would like to change in the lottery. He says the jackpot has become much too high, and he looks for a way of giving more people the opportunity of winning more. For the time being, the dream continues with just €1. That is the cost of a ticket for a chance to become a multimillionaire. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.